Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure. And we are live on 670 The Score until 5 a.m. And we're taking your calls at 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Tyler Ferengel is our producer. We're talking Bears football. Shane Waldron is... right now, on the without any question, the fans want answers about the offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears, and whether it's Matt Eberflus, whether it's Waldron. I'm telling you what, right now, the fans are so fed up.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Well, so we're going to go to the phone lines because we can dissect this Bears game. And if you ran the Bears, I mean, what do you do here? I mean, again, we're early in the season. I'll tell you something. You have the Rams coming from behind, beating the 49ers today. The Rams are coming into Soldier Field. And I believe I saw the line, Tyler. I believe the Bears are favored by 2.5 points to beat the Rams. Is that correct?
You are correct.
All right. So you go into that game. If the Bears lose that game, and I don't think they will, but if the Bears lose that game, they drop to 1-1?
1-3.
Yeah. That means, I mean, and that's unacceptable. It really is, considering this is, quote, the soft part of their schedule, with the exception of Houston. I don't know too many teams are going to go into Houston and beat them, even though Houston lost today. But nonetheless, I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. If we can play this play, and I think if there's one isolated play the fans just don't get, and that's what happened on 4th and goal. And we're going to go to that in just a moment. But it was a play that a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, why would you make that call? You had two chances to get 1 yard, and then on 4th down, you elect to run a sweep to the left. And so, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, the Bears have got to do a better job with their play calling, a much better job. And, I mean, whether it was the offensive line, whether it's the play calling, I don't get it. I just don't get it. The Bears rushed the football for 63 yards on 28 carries. That's an average of 2.3 against a Colts ball club that came in as one of the worst, if not the worst, defensive run team in the National Football League. Here's what happened for the Bears with the ball, 4th and goal.
Williams pitches it. Week, the Colts defense shuts down an option run.
Absolutely hate the play call. The play call is hard because when you get penetration in an option, it immediately forces the quarterback to be not a part of the play.
Well, at Tinky, there was no edge over there. It was just a guard and tackle, and Indy already had two defenders outside. So it was completely, it was so easy for them to defend that play and get a guy on a guy.
So, and that's great commentary on CBS. I don't understand that play whatsoever. The other thing I don't understand, and whether it's the play call is late getting in to Williams, but the truth of the matter is they need to play faster. They have got to play faster. I mean, they're getting up to the line of scrimmage, and it's so methodical at times. And you see Williams very animated. He wants to play. He wants to get going here. And it was just unbelievable. Williams... 32 of 51. He did throw for 355 yards, couple of TDs, two interceptions. He was sacked 4 times in the ball game. He had a rating of 80. Now, Anthony Richardson, the quarterback of the Colts, he was horrible, flat out horrible. He does not have a touch yet for the game. He has a great arm. Remember, he got beat up last year, missed most of the season. But, you know, he practically was the best player for the Bears in this football game. I mean, some of his decision-making was inexcusable.
The Bears had to capitalize on those interceptions.
Let me tell you something. Richardson's backup is Joe Flacco, and we know what Joe Flacco did last year in Cleveland with Watson, you know, sideline. Joe Flacco can still, he is a very good serviceable backup quarterback. I guarantee you, had Joe Flacco quarterbacked the Colts today, they would have beaten the Bears by two touchdowns the way the Bears had played. Period. That's just my opinion, but I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. Again, the situation with the Bears, we told you that Williams threw for 363, two touchdowns. Let's see, Justin Fields. People are texting me already about, well, we should have Justin Fields. No, we shouldn't have Justin Fields. The Bears are going to love having Caleb Williams as their quarterback for a decade plus. This is not Williams and Fields. This goes way beyond that. So Getsy leaves, and they interview for the offensive coordinator. And this is just me, Joe Bag of Donuts. But I would think there are a lot of people involved in that decision-making on who to hire as the offensive coordinator. And Waldron apparently had pretty good reviews for what he did in Seattle. So they go through the process. I don't know how many people they interviewed for the offensive coordinator, but I can tell you this. After three games, I'm not impressed. I am simply not impressed with his play calling and a feel for what's going on with this football team. This football team has no identity as an offensive unit. None. You run the football. And oh, by the way, and it's easy to second guess now, but have you seen what David Montgomery has done in a Lions uniform last year and this year? You talk about a power running back. You don't think he could help the Chicago Bears? I mean, I don't understand what's going on. 312-644-6767. Also, by the way, Justin Fields, he threw 40 passes only once with the Bears, and even then he totaled 166. So I think it's safe to say, even though Fields, and I wish the man well with Pittsburgh, they're 3-0, he's playing well. This is not a Fields situation against Caleb Williams.
No,
this is the Chicago Bears.
We need to completely move on from that. Week one, I understand people wanting to try and go back, but we are almost a quarter into the season. We need to cut that out by now. This is Caleb Williams' team. We need to focus on right here and now.
Correct. Thank you. Let's see. Cole Kmet, 10 catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Odunze, he played well today. Tyler played very well. And again, you know, it just bothers me so much when you see, you know, whether it's the offensive line and whether it's the play calling and some of the penalties and, you know, some of the tackling today by the defense. And again, the defense has played very, very well, but their offense is just, I don't even know. People are saying it's not in sync. I don't know what it is anymore with this offense. So let's go to the phone lines right here at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. We have all the scores of all the games, the game you just heard on 670, The Score, with the Chiefs beating the Falcons 22-17 earlier this afternoon. Let's see, the Vikings 34-7 over the Texans, and the Vikings are off to a great start. Sam Darnold is doing some serious balling for the Vikings. Elsewhere, Eagles 15-12 over the Saints. Steelers 20-10 over a beat-up Chargers team. Broncos 26-7 over the Buccaneers. Panthers 36, Raiders 22 behind Andy Dalton. Seattle smothered the Dolphins 24-3. Miami, major issues at quarterback. Rams rallied, beating the 49ers 27-24. Lions with a 2013 victory over the Cardinals. Ravens over the Cowboys 28-25. Dallas rallied, but just couldn't get over it. And I'll tell you what, Dallas has issues as well. We have two Monday night games, Jaguars and Bills, Commanders and Bengals. 312-644-6767. Andrew is on the road on 670 The Score.
What's up, Chuck? How are you, buddy?
I'm not in a good mood, Andrew.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand. My first question is last Sunday I heard you tell everybody you were buying 670 to score donuts if they lost to the Colts. Did you buy them donuts today?
I am buying donuts tomorrow morning. Absolutely. Or in today, one should say. It's Monday. But I am going to buy donuts for 670 to score.
Attaboy. Okay, I'm glad you're true to your word. So my next comment is this. I'm more of a sports fanatic, not necessarily a Bears fan, but this is how I see it, look outside looking in. So Caleb Williams and Justin Fields, Caleb Williams is the future of Chicago, but the issue that I see and I think other people see is that, like, when Mahomes was young and he had struggles, who did he have to reel him in? He had Andy Reid. When Jordan Love had struggles and he needed to be reeled in, who did he have? He had Matt LaFleur. I don't think the Bears have the right person in place to reel these kids in. And I think, and I don't even know if Eberflus is, was he an offensive guy or a defensive guy?
Defensive coordinator of the Colts.
Defensive coordinator. So what I'm saying is I think they need to put the right personnel in place for this kid. Caleb Williams is going to be special. And last Sunday I heard that Mary Lady, and I hear these people call into your show. They're nuts. That kid's a great quarterback.
Yes, he is.
They got to put the right people in place for this kid to succeed. And if they don't, the Bears are going to ruin him, and I think just like they ruined Fields. And that's just my opinion. Now, I live north of the Cheddar Curtain, and I drive semi through back and forth Chicago. I listen to your show every day. My opinion is that if they don't find somebody to help him, that I think the Bears are going to fall down that same road. And that's unfortunate because Caleb Williams, I think, deserves better. He's a great athlete.
Yep.
Great.
And again, he made mistakes today. He held on to the football too long on a few occasions. He threw a pick that he had no business throwing in that area. But again, these are learning exercises for Caleb Williams. All I can tell you is that I have some serious questions about this offensive coordinator, but it goes beyond that because I don't know who selected, whether it was a joint decision made by the GM and the head coach or other people involved about the selection of Waldron, but you have to put the offensive coordinator under the microscope, and ultimately, he reports to the head coach. He may call the plays, but the head coach is the head coach.
Exactly. The head coach runs everything, and if everything goes through him, and I don't necessarily dislike the Bears, but I also feel like the fans deserve better. And Chicago is a huge market, massive market. You got to give the fans better. They're spending that kind of money. You have to give them better. Well, but that's all I got. I'm going to get back to work, buddy.
Yep.
I'll just listen to you until 5 a.m., all right?
Thank you very much. And again, donuts for everyone, Monday morning on 670 The Score. Again, this is a game that was handed to the Bears. The Bears should have won this game. You can't lose to an average, below-average Colts team. The Colts are not a very good football team, folks. They are not very good. And it was a pro-Bears crowd today in Indiana. I mean, it was almost like a road game for the Colts on their own turf. But it was, I just don't get the thought process. And your head coach will never throw an assistant under the bus. But I hope, and I've never met Matt Eberflus. I don't know him. He comes across as a good guy. I'm sure he is a good guy. But I would love to be just somebody in that room to see him if he airs out an assistant coach like Waldron behind closed doors. He can't be happy with what he's seen out of his offense.
Do you think he has it as an NFL head coach? Do you think you've seen enough of a sample size to say Matt Eberflus is a quality NFL head coach?
I think this year was going to determine that.
And so far, I know three games is an early sample size. Where are you at?
Well, right now, I'll tell you what, the needle is going south here. But again, I'm not going to ask. People are already calling for his job. I'm not saying that. I don't believe in that stuff. It's so easy. That's an easy way out. Let's evaluate the man. And if we go deep into the season, and I'm talking about game 10, game 11, and we're seeing the Bears lose two, they win one, they're hovering around 500. That's not going to be good enough for 2025. I can tell you that right now. And if they do make a move, there's no question that the next head coach of the Bears is going to be an offensive man, Now, whether that comes from college, whether that comes from a coordinator, whether that comes from somebody who's been a head coach of the NFL, I mean, this is a great job. Not a good job. This is a great job. They got personnel. They got the facilities. They got the infrastructure. They got the fan base. They've got a storied franchise, period. And I hope that doesn't happen. I don't like to see people get fired, but hey, this is pro sports. And I just want some answers. And we don't get those answers, and understandably so. They can't tell us the truth. They can't come out, Tyler, and give us, no GM can, no head coach can. Because if they did, they'd get fired. They can drop little nuggets here and there, and they can put a spin on it, and, as you know. But they can't come out, you know, 15 minutes after the game and say, hey, you know what? I just aired out my offensive coordinator. Or, you know what? On the plane ride, I'm going to sit next to him and talk to him, and we're going to go over some plays. Or the GM is probably fuming watching the game from a suite, you know, and he's probably jotting things down, writing some own questions, and he's probably going to the head coach and say, what were you thinking on that goal line play? What's going on here? How come so-and-so wasn't in the game? What did we do with the scheme here, the scheme there? That's his job. He's the general manager. So whatever Poles is doing and what Eberflus is doing, it's got to reflect on whatever identity this football team needs to have, especially on the offensive side. I mean, I'm watching at home, and I'm thinking, what are you thinking? Just like if you want to, if you're a Colts fan, what are you thinking about, you know, with what, 2 minutes to go, 2:01, and you just, you know, in the end zone, you take a kneel, you run the clock. What are you doing? What do people think? Anthony Richardson panics and he throws an interception in the end zone? What are you thinking? I don't get it. But again, let's go to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. We got a lot of texters, and a lot of people are saying, hey, you know what? What do you think of Caleb Williams? The problem is not Caleb Williams. I repeat, the problem is not Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is going to be an outstanding NFL quarterback, and he's going to be with the Bears well over a decade. But again, when he's running for his life and he's still learning the game and he has made mistakes, which is normal, but his offensive line, spotty, and we've got a situation with play calling, it's not good. Let's go to Bill from Rockford. Bill, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Bill.
Like you said, he's going to be a great quarterback, but looking at the Bears' history, how much patience is Caleb going to have staying in Chicago?
Well, look, come on, Bill. We played how many games? Three? And you're already thinking that he wants out? No. It doesn't work like that, Bill. Come on. You've been around sports way too much to even think about making that kind of a statement.
Now we got to wait till about week 12.
No. All right. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to another line, 312-644-6767. Oh, my goodness, three games and you're thinking Caleb Williams wants out. Oh, my gosh. How much am I getting paid to do this show? Where's Mitch Rosen when I need him? Let's go to what line, Tyler? Where are we going here?
Let's go to Joe out in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All right, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, Chuck, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm a Bear fan up in Packer country, so don't be fooled where I'm from. I'm not some troll or anything. But I do agree with you. I do think that Caleb is going to be a good quarterback. But mainly what's on my mind is it seems like the more things change, the more things stay the same. I mean, the Bears went out and signed all these free agents, and you know, new coaches, all this stuff, and finally, just, you know, after however many previous regimes there were, it just seems like finally, and I know it's early, that this is the time where it's actually gonna all pan out. We got Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift and the best quarterback, and it just seems like every September, or in really the whole season, we're just having these same conversations. The play calling sucks. It seems like we get a competent, you know, offensive coordinator because he was relatively decent in Seattle. But the minute they put on a Chicago Bears polo shirt on the sidelines, it's like it's they can't do anything. It's like more of the same every single year, and I just don't know what I don't know what the solution is.
Well, through three games, I'm not impressed with this offensive coordinator whatsoever. I don't like the play calling. They've got a ton of talent. I don't know what's going on as far as why they couldn't run the ball against a horrible Colts defensive line. There are so many questions about this football game, and you gotta understand, you're going to look at the tape. They're going to run things, you know, through the first couple of days. Then they got to get reloaded and get locked in for the Rams. And, you know, the Rams won a tremendous game today. I'll tell you what, I was impressed with their resilience. I thought they were done. When the 49ers had that lead, I thought it was over because the Rams are just plagued with a ton of injuries, but credit them. So we'll see what happens. But again, I think this team is truly under the microscope until they understand that they've got to get going. They've got to run the ball. You can't have Caleb Williams. How many he threw 52 times. 52. There's no reason for him to throw 52 times. Seriously? All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Robert. Robert, where are you calling from? Hey, Bob, are you there? Chuck, yep, go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
It's going to be a rough night, a long night for you, I think.
That's all right. I can deal with it.
My thought is, I don't know about Caleb Williams, whether he's going to be special or not. All I know is that he looks exactly like a rookie quarterback. And the problem I have is I know nobody wants to talk about Justin Fields. We could have had Justin
Fields. No. We're not talking about it. I don't want to talk about Justin Fields tonight.
But I'm not talking about it. I'm just telling you what we could have had. And here's the problem. We Bears fans chose Caleb Williams over all of that with the idea that he was ready to go. He's not ready to go. I don't know if he's going to be special or not. He's not ready to go. He looks like every other rookie quarterback I've ever seen. He's thoroughly confused out there. He can't identify a blitz. He doesn't. He's slow. He's weak. He's small.
Oh, my gosh.
All of these
Seriously?
Things are true, Chuck.
Oh, Bob, no.
These are all true things.
Oh, my gosh. He's slow.
That.
He's
dispute
weak.
It.
He's small.
He is.
Oh, my word.
He's small, strong. He's small, weak, slow. What don't people understand about that? Why wouldn't I want the bigger, stronger, faster, more experienced QB with the better arm? It makes no sense. You want a Bears fans?
Yep, go ahead.
You want Bears fans to sit around and wait? Okay, so what, you're going to fire Shane Waldron? Okay, well, fine. Fire Shane Waldron. Let's bring in another offensive coordinator, right? Bring
well, that's not going to happen.
Offense.
If
so
this
Caleb,
team...
So Caleb can learn another offense.
Well, Bob.
Like the same, repeating the same mistakes as before. And you want to know why? It's because everybody got caught up in the whole hype of Caleb Williams.
Okay, Bob, here's how this is going to play out. If the Bears don't turn the corner and they have an average year, a 500 football team, whether it's right or wrong, then they're gonna go with a new staff. And they're going to get an offensive-minded staff.
But that's not going to help the situation.
Well, who knows whether or not it's going to – do you want this type of football to be played? I mean,
what type of football is that? I was perfectly happy with the type of football we were playing last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And nobody liked that. No, it wasn't good enough for anybody. So now we're going to have 500. We're going to have three wins, Chuck. What are you
three
talking
wins.
About? You find me a team worse than Indianapolis that we're going to beat.
Listen.
And this is what Bears – the other guy says – Bob. Bears fans deserve better. Bears
yes,
fans
of
don't
course
deserve
they
better.
Deserve
Bears
better.
Media,
and this
Bears
was...
media is the worst. It's the worst.
I'm sorry?
How do you buy into the whole hype of Caleb Williams, Chuck? You've been watching football your whole life.
You know what?
And you
want to
buy
watching.
Into everything?
I,
on,
think, I think Caleb Williams is going to be a great quarterback.
You can,
period.
You,
and I respect your opinion. We disagree, Bob.
All you have to do is watch it.
I am watching
it. Caleb Williams,
he's played three NFL games. Thank you, Bob. Yeah. I appreciate the call. And Bob is hot. But, hey, fans are entitled to their opinion. And that's why this show is here until 5 in the morning. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. We're going to take a break, so don't leave us, folks. 312-644-6767. We're with you until 5. But, again, you know, the problem with this football team is not Caleb Williams. It is not Caleb Williams. It goes much deeper. This was a bad loss. There are losses like the one in Houston where you say to yourself, okay, you know what? They put up a fight. They lost to Houston. Houston's a really good football team. Houston's playing at home. We're dealing with a rookie quarterback. They have a lot of edge rushers. Offensive line was horrible against Houston. So it's a loss. And you don't ever, ever want to accept a loss, but you have to understand that a lot of teams are going to lose in Houston. So it's a loss. Today, or last night, or yesterday, Sunday, forgive me, this was a bad loss, period. That was a game where at the start of the year, you say W. And they lost that football game to a mediocre, average Colts football team against a quarterback that had no feel for an NFL game. In the pocket, out of the pocket, he's a great athlete, has a rocket arm, but he doesn't have a feel yet for the National Football League. It is the toughest position in sports to master, period, to quarterback in the National Football League. It is very, very difficult. And hopefully in time, Richardson will get better and the Colts will, you know, obviously, with what they have poured into that young man as far as draft day and everything going with it, and he'll benefit from experience. But right now, he did not play well against the Bears, and yet they won the football game. All right, 312-644-6767. Back with more in a moment. 670 The Score.
Now, the Bears send out their extra point team, but then they call timeout, and I think you can make a strong case they should go for two here.
Yes, going for two makes it's a one possession game either way, but it makes it less imperative that you score a touchdown.
Yes, you go for two here to get within a field goal. There's no point for them to go ahead and kick the extra point. Now you're down four. To your point, you're going to need a touchdown either way.
Right.
If you don't get the two-point conversion or if you kick an extra point. So you line up and you go for two and try to get it.
Smart game management.
All right, so there was total confusion on that. And my point is this. How can there be confusion? What's going on? So you burn a timeout. You burn a timeout because there's confusion with the upstairs, with the downstairs, with the coaches not on the same page. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And we played the play-by-play cut earlier with the fourth and a foot, and they sweep left. I mean, the play calling, everything. It's just dysfunctional. Let's go to the phone lines. Lewis from Elmwood, you're on 670 The Score, 312-644-6767. We're booming into 38 states, half of Canada right now. Clear channel, 50,000 watts on 670 The Score. And what's up, Lewis?
Hey, how you doing, my friend? I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm not in a good mood. I'm frustrated. I'm watching the game. I'm going nuts because I just sit on the couch. I got my Mr. Pibb. I got my Cheetos, and it's just awful.
Why are you frustrated?
Because I love the Bears, and I hate the way they're playing.
I love the Bears, too, but for me, I saw a lot of promise today because the offense had its best game of the season. Caleb Williams threw for close to 400 yards. The receivers, the three of them, almost accumulated 300 yards. And Caleb had chemistry with every last one of his receivers.
I get it. Listen, I understand. Listen, in this football game, there were some positives. No question. Right. I agree with you. Odunze caught a touchdown. He had 6 receptions over 100 yards. Komet, nearly 100 yards. He caught 10 balls. Thank you very much. I've been begging and pleading for the offensive coordinator to start running some schemes for the tight end. Thank you very much. The light bulb went on a little bit last week. It went on brightly in this game. So thank you. And then Moore with 8 receptions. So, again, I have no problem, you know, just, you know, announcing to the world that Caleb Williams had a terrific game. But the offensive line still has issues, and also the identity of what the Bears are running. I don't understand. You can't have them throw 52 times.
True, but the offensive line is not going to be fixed up overnight. I mean, everybody, I went into the season knowing that the offensive line is the next step for Poles to correct. And that's not going to happen this season. That's going to happen in the offseason. So they're going to be bad. I'm going to make this real quick because I know you got other callers. The main difference in this game, the reason why we lost this game, is because they were able to lean on their Pro Bowl running back. We don't have a Pro Bowl running back because their quarterback was terrible. They got a rookie quarterback, too, because he missed last season. And he was throwing interceptions. So they took it out of his hands, and they gave it to their Pro Bowl running back. He took over, and that was the difference. We don't have that with our running game. We don't have a running game to lean on for our rookie quarterback. So it's just about progression. We're moving in the right. Everybody be patient. We're only 3 weeks in. No need to just be frustrated and flip. We got, 14, 15 more games to go. We'll be okay. And go Bears. Thanks a lot, man.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not letting you off that easy, Lewis. And you make some sense. But let me just ask you one follow-up question.
He said he's not there.
Okay. Are you I'm being serious. I respect what said.
I'm good. I understand.
I'm not an antagonist. I'm feeling you. You make sense. And I appreciate it. I respect your opinion. But, I mean, what about the play calling? You don't have any issues with the play calling? I mean, you're right. The run game is non-existent, and they don't have a Taylor. I understand that. But, I mean, you can't come away from today's game with a bad loss. Not a loss, but a bad loss to a bad Colts team and say this offense is in sync. It's not. There's no identity.
No, it's not. It's not going to be in sync. You got a rookie quarterback, you got a rookie wide receiver, and you got an offensive coordinator who's brand new. I mean, what did you guys expect? Playoffs or Super Bowl? They're going to be times like this.
I was expecting playoffs, and I still am.
Really?
It's early.
You were expecting playoffs this year.
Yes, I was, and I still am. I think this team is capable of winning 9, 10, 11 games.
For me, I don't see playoffs to maybe next year, the season after. These guys got
better. Lewis, listen. I've got a couch right down the hall here. Okay, you need some therapy because if the Bears don't make the playoffs next year or the year after, they are moving to Arlington Heights. All right, goodbye. Thank you. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. And again, listen, 3 games, they've got to beat the Rams. Because I'll say this, they don't beat the Rams, Tyler Farengol, our producer, this franchise, I don't know what they would do. I mean, you've got to beat the Rams, right?
Chuck, I know exactly how you're going to feel if they don't beat the Rams.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's true, but I still believe they're going to beat the Rams. I mean, they have to beat the Rams at home.
They're down their top 2 receivers. They're down a couple of linemen. They're still recovering from Aaron Donald retiring. 1,000% agree, Chuck. They have to beat the Rams.
Yes. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Rams check in at 1-2, and the Bears are favored by 2.5. The Vikings with a 3-0 record thus far. Lions are 2-1 after beating the Cardinals. The Packers are 2-1 after beating Tennessee. Boy, Tennessee, they're a bad football team as well. That whole AFC South You got the Jaguars are 0-2. The Titans are 0-3. The Colts are 1-2. They should be actually 0-3. And the Texans are 2-1. Let's go to Fernando from L.A. Fernando, how you doing?
Not good, Chuck. Not good.
Yeah, what's happening?
You know what's happening, Chuck. The play calling.
Well, again, you've got to believe that I think there's probably going to be a meeting this week with the head coach, the offensive coordinator.
I don't think so, Chuck.
You don't think so? You don't think the GM and the head coach and the offensive coordinator are going to have a little meeting to discuss how they're going to move forward with the offensive play calls?
Chuck, they should have had that meeting this week when we almost beat the Texans.
Well, all I can tell you is, I mean, talk is cheap. You got to have actions. But we did see some things that I liked. And I liked the fact that Caleb Williams and Cole Kmet have a nice little thing going, along with DJ Moore and Odunze. And so I'm buying that. I'm drinking it. I love it. But you can't have a guy throw 52 times. You have to have a running game. And the Colts took the running game away from the Bears, and I want to know why. Is it the offensive line? Is it what schemes the offensive coordinator is calling? I don't know. I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts.
You do know, Chuck. You're just not listening. Chuck, what happened to Roshan? Why weren't we rushing Roshan all the time? We had a first down on the 4-yard line.
I get it.
Why didn't we run Roshan 3 times straight down the middle and get those 4 yards?
I agree. I agree 100%.
We have Roshan, who's done great. Every time we give him the ball, he's done great. Why is he not in there when we're on a goal line and 4 yards to go?
Well, I mean, I was glad at least they went to him early in this football game. And he really
– How many
yards did he have today, Tyler? What did he have, about 30 yards total today? I mean, the Bears just could not run the ball. But a fourth and a foot, and you're going sweep left? I mean, I don't get it, Fernando. All right, but thank you for the call. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. 312.
One more thing, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck, I hear
you there?
And I love, yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I hear what you're saying about Caleb, but he's had a lot of misplaced throws these last two games.
Yep.
You can't overlook that, Chuck.
No. And we've said.
He's had a lot of misplaced throws that were over, under, and some good throws, but a lot of misplaced throws too. And that has accumulated to us not making first downs, not making touchdowns. Something's going wrong, and I believe a lot of it has to do with Shane Waldron's play calling. Chuck, to be honest with you, Chuck, I think Matt Eberflus needs to take control of Shane Waldron and tell him, you need to start calling a certain amount of plays with these players that make us more efficient and get our first downs and get us moving in the right direction.
Well, how about playing faster? I mean, how many times, again, have you seen Caleb Williams, you know, going to his bench and waving his hand saying, let's get to play and let's go. I think Caleb Williams wants to run faster. You know, those plays.
That's my
point. Thanks, Fernando. I got to run, though. Thank you. 312-644-6767. Phil from St. Charles. Phil, you're on 670 The Score. Phil, are you there? All right, Phil. Thanks very much. All right, let's go to John from Memphis, Tennessee. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, sir? Chuck?
Good, thank you.
All right. Okay, so look, offensive line. I'm going to say that, okay? Offensive coordinator, it's on his shoulders. Shane Waldron, look, he got to do better.
Okay, well, I think we are all in agreement. Thank you for calling from Tennessee. By the way, that Tennessee Volunteer football team, I saw that game on TV against Oklahoma. Wow, they are impressive. That was a big win for the Volunteers. Let's go back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Corey from Northbrook. Corey, you're on 670 The Score.
Yes, Chuck. I want to say it's great to hear you on the radio. You are, I followed your career. You are a great Chicago personality. You are a great replacement for the great Les Grobstein. I hope you're on The Score a long time.
Well, I mean, this is just fill in because I've got a thing called the Bulls coming up in about a week. And so we're getting ready for Bulls basketball, which, you know, I mean, I'm anxious to see. We talk about young players. You know, I want to see Mattis Bezelis, their number one pick, you know, who played in the G League a year ago, the kid from Chicago who has a little swag to his game. I want to see Josh Giddey play some hoops. Getting out of the OKC system, you know, he's going to have the ball in his hands. Jalen Smith is coming over as a free agent from Indiana, big man that can shoot the three. So there are some young storylines developing with the Bulls. But for now, we're talking Bears. So what is your take on the football team?
Well, it's still early, and I'm telling Bear fans, you know, try to remain positive. We can't just go through this every year crying about the Bears and their young quarterback. But I am starting to think, I don't know if other people will agree, but I'm starting to think that the Chicago Bears organization is a cursed organization. I don't know where it came from, but the way it's been going for the Bears and how horrible, I just don't understand why everything they do and they try to improve the team and they draft and it just flops like 90% of the time. What is wrong with this football organization? I think it comes down to the owners.
No. You know what? That's an easy way out. Let me tell you something. So the Bears had to upgrade their facilities. They've got some of the best, if not the best facilities in the National Football League. Okay, that is a fact. Then they had to upgrade their front office. Ryan Poles, in my opinion, is a really good GM. Is he perfect? No. But no GM is perfect. But he has upgraded the talent level on this football team. Now, you had Bill Belichick question whether or not he should have addressed the offensive line, you know, more so than maybe his receivers. And that is debatable. We don't know yet. And we're finding out because that offensive line is a work in progress right now. And, you know, they've got some issues on the offensive line. But as one of the callers adaptly said, you know, they're going to have to wait until next year to deal in the offseason with that offensive line. No one's going to drop a prime time offensive guard or tackle or center and say, here, why don't you take one of our key players? I mean, you're going to have to pay dearly, and I don't see any team willing to give up a great offensive lineman at this point, period. So you're going to have to wait on that. But I just don't understand the offensive coordinator and what we've seen so far, and hopefully that'll turn around. But I can tell you this. Normally, in a situation like this, the general manager and the head coach and the coordinators are going to have a meeting, and they got to air it out because they can't have this trend continuing. I think it frustrates the players. Forget about the fans for a second. I mean, the fans are not going to influence any GM or any head coach. The fans can boo, the fans can cheer and all that, but as a head coach and GM, you have to shut out the noise. You can't listen. And I say that with all reverence because I love the fans, but you can't have a GM making decisions or a head coach based on what the fans are saying on a sports talk show. So having said that, you know, if you're the GM and the head coach, you got to call in, you know, Waldron and say, what are we doing?
Well, here's another point is, like, I've never seen a Hail Mary where it's caught.
I have.
It's not a touchdown. And I've never seen that. And, like, how does something like that happen? Is Caleb Williams just don't have the arm strength? How did that happen? That should not have happened.
So, wait a minute. You're blaming Caleb Williams because that pass wasn't thrown deep enough in the end zone? That ball was tipped in the air, and it came into the arms of Moore. and he was tackled at the one.
Yes, but when you do a Hail Mary, you got to get that ball over the end zone much deeper than what he had. I mean, that angered me so much that I almost quit watching the game, and I knew they were going to lose at that moment. And
You knew they were going to lose the football game on the last play of the first half.
Yes, when I saw that they actually completed the Hail Mary and did not get a touchdown, this is a cursed organization.
Okay.
And we need to get this team out of the curse like the Cubs. The Bears are headed to be like the Cubs.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Tyler, do we have that clip again with the option in the second, fourth, and a foot? Can we play that one more time? We played it about 15, 20, 30 minutes ago, whenever. Are we all set with that play-by-play cut? Because I really like to replay. This, in my opinion, was the play of the game.
Williams. Week, the Colts defense shuts down an option run.
Absolutely hate the play call. The play call is hard because when you get penetration in an option, it immediately forces the quarterback to be not a part of the play.
Well, and Tinky, there was no edge over there. It was just a guard and tackle, and Indy already had two defenders outside. So it was completely, it was so easy for them to defend that play and get a guy on a guy.
All right, so that was the play of the game, in my opinion. 312-644-6767. You can also text me, 312-644-6767. Phil from St. Charles, you're on 670 The Score.
How you doing, Chuck?
I've been better, but that's all right because we're just talking. No one died here, okay? We're talking sports, and I'm a frustrated Bears fan.
You know, I've been listening to you for years. You're a smart guy, and I watched the 85 Bears win the Super Bowl. And I watch this stuff very intensely. What are these sideways throws to DJ Moore for no yards? This Caleb Williams missing people by 10 yards short or too long. I mean, this Eberflus, is he calling the – who's calling the plays? This is a junk football team.
Well, again, he has missed
a lot of game yards.
Yep. Well, again, you know what? I'm not absolving Caleb Williams. He missed some passes today. No doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, he was also running for his life again. And there's no way he should have thrown 52 times. And for the most part, it was really 56 because he got sacked four times.
Okay, the Bears' offensive line stinks, but I was watching the game. He's missing people by 10 yards too far or too short. He's throwing sideways to G.J. Moore. I mean, what are you doing? Most football teams that win games, you know, run for 7 yards, pass for 10 yards, and then take off. You know, this looks like a high school team.
Well, it's not a high school team, and Caleb Williams will get better. But when
is he going to get better?
He's a rookie quarterback. Give the guy a break. He's going to get better. He got better in game two than game.
The Rams?
No. Phil. Yeah. He got better in week two than he did in week one. He got better in week three than he did in week two. That's a fact. That is a fact. Period.
What do you pass is 10 yards past the receiver? What is that? He's got an accuracy problem. I think he's a throwout.
Oh, okay.
I got excited about this guy, but
Phil, he threw for 363 yards.
And lost the game.
And yes, he lost the game, but he threw for 363 in his third NFL game. Give the guy a break, please. Give Caleb Williams a break. I mean,
did we win, Chuck?
No, you didn't. But we're talking specifically about a rookie quarterback, a 22-year-old quarterback in his third NFL game. So thank you. You want to list? I'll tell you what. I will give you a list of rookie quarterbacks, what they did their first year in the league. You want to talk about Peyton Manning? You know how many interceptions Peyton Manning threw in his rookie season? Close to 30. Close to 30. You want to know what John Elway did his rookie year? Look it up. Look up Troy Aikman, his rookie year. Those guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's calling these plays, Chuck?
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they're doing a real stand-up job.
Well,
we lost to some junk teams, the Colts and whoever else. The Texans who got killed today. We're in big trouble.
Well,
I watched this game and I wanted to throw up.
Yeah, again, I get you because this was a bad loss. Thanks very much for the call. Leaving one line open at 312-644-6767. Really, I'm serious. Look up what the rookie quarterbacks have done in the National Football League. I mean, C.J. Stroud was phenomenal last year for Houston, no question. I mean, he put together a magnificent season. But there are a lot, I mean, whether you're talking about Peyton Manning, whether you're talking about Terry Bradshaw, whether you're talking about John Elway, on and on and on. These players are in the Hall of Fame.
Chuck, how about the quarterback they're facing next week? Matthew Stafford went 0-16 with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
There's one right there.
And I believe he was the number one overall pick, right?
You are 100% correct.
So I mean, if there's a lesson to be learned is patience. And again, patience is a virtue. I know Bears fans are upset. They really don't want to hear about patience. But Caleb Williams is getting better as a quarterback. But they've got to clean up some stuff. And it starts with this coaching staff, period. 312-644-6767.